Nestled off of US 36 and Table Mesa Drive, there's an unusually large area of flattened out open space. A handful of Boulderites walk their dog on a rocky gravel path that runs the length of the property. Now, you wouldn't know it at first glance, but these 308 acres of University of Colorado property make up the most hotly contested and most expensive part of Boulder's local election. It's called CU South.
As you walk the path that circles CU South, you'll see a lot of dog walkers who will go between the sparse trees and mostly grassy field that makes up the property. There are some university buildings here and some tennis courts, but it's largely undeveloped at the moment.
The university purchased this land from a mining company in 1996, and it's remained undeveloped as decades of controversy have halted the construction of new dorms, athletic facilities, and campus infrastructure. It's a coveted open space for lots of Boulder residents, and a stalwart barrier against more university expansion into the city for many others. Last year, the city of Boulder annexed the land, clearing the way for it to finally be developed. The annexation plan basically cuts the land into three chunks, with about 100 acres dedicated to new university housing, another 100 remaining as open space, and the rest designated as a flood protection area. Boulder residents, upset with the deal, got enough signatures on a petition to put this annexation agreement on the ballot in November. Voting yes on their initiative, 2F, would overturn the annexation and force city and university officials back to the drawing board.
Yes, okay. It's Brooke, B-R-O-O-K-E, Kildee.
Brooke Kildee is one Boulder resident who spent 6 years walking her dogs on the CU South property. Like some kind of local sheep herder, Brooke walks the trail with five dogs, whose bright white coats can be seen halfway across the track.
I come out here every day to walk the dogs, and this is just a treasure. And we're so, so grateful to CU for allowing us to have our dogs off lead here. Many, many dog walkers are here, and everybody loves it. And believe me, everybody will be so sad to see it go away, because it is truly one of Boulder's treasures.
It's important to note not all of the open space will disappear if the annexation goes through, but at least half of it will be repurposed. Rachel Hill, one of CU Boulder's student government executives, is in favor of the annexation for its cost-saving and environmental benefits.
And it's a really beautiful area. I think it's going to be really nice to have especially flood mitigation there and then more attainable housing for students.
It's that last part, flood protection, that the city and university have driven home to voters. In 2012, Boulder Creek flooded, costing residents millions in property damage and killing several. CU South's flood protection plan would purportedly protect about 2,000 people from flooding.
If the ballot measure passes, though, and the agreement is repealed, then it just stays how it is. And maybe you can walk your dog there, but for example, if it all floods, then you lose all that open space. So there's a lot to consider that this agreement will actually, I think, help the open space in that area.
Rachel's support for CU South does come with some caveats. The university needs to make its new housing affordable, she says, and they have to build with sustainability in mind. That's a view shared by Chase Cromwell, the legislative affairs director for CUSG, who has spearheaded much of the student government's support for the annexation.
It would also be really nice to see the university create some concrete commitments about the affordability of the housing. The university doesn't have very many hardcore policies that are out there about how they set those prices. For good reasons, but we want to make sure that the students can actually live in the housing, and that if the university owns this housing, the university is taking that responsibility very seriously. This should not, and we cannot allow it to become a profit-seeking opportunity for the university.
For some, however, these concessions to affordability and environmentalism just aren't enough. Some residents are worried about the ecological impacts of developing this land and don't want to give more to a university that already brings in a multi-billion dollar budget every year. Peter Mayer is a community activist and water engineer. He's co-chair of Plan Boulder County, the group leading the push against this annexation. Peter said he's worried the current flood mitigation plan doesn't do enough to protect South Boulder over a long period of time. He wants a 500-year protection plan, as opposed to the current 100-year plan in the annexation.
that's what they're talking about doing. Now, if you think that CU needs another campus, then certainly, you know, and you don't mind development in the floodplain, then I think then perhaps this annexation makes a lot of sense for you. Mm. And if the citizens were to reject this annexation, we would be able to bring the university to a much better agreement that would enable 500-year protection and a much smaller footprint development that could be much more beneficial to the community.
Already, both sides have collectively spent more than $100,000 on this issue, according to campaign finance reports released the week of October 10th. As the groups look to face off on November 8th, the overall impact of this measure could not be more clear. The value of this property is measured in far more than the number of housing units or acres of open space. Boulder residents are impassioned about this issue and willing to fight to get their way.